Tom Brady is back, but who else is going to be on the field and who needs to ball out or get out on Saturday? We're going to tell you all of that right now on the Locked On Bucs podcast. Let's go.
You are Locked On Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, and welcome to the Locked On Bucs podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. We are your daily podcast covering the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. We thank you for making us your first listen or view of the day. I am James Yarko, joined by my Tar Heel loving wearing co-host, David Harrison. You can check out all of his written work over at Sports Illustrated's BucsGameDay.com. Check out my work at SB Nation's BucsNation.com. And, of course, follow along on Twitter at LockedOnBucks, at JRCO underscore Bucks, and at DHarrison82.
Thank you again for making us your first listener view of the day. We have four guys who need solid performances on Saturday to solidify their roster spots coming up. But first, Tom Brady and all the other healthy Buccaneers will play on Saturday, not Sunday, against the Indianapolis Colts in what we're now going to call the dress rehearsal. James Jarko tried to preemptively call this the dress rehearsal. Now we can officially call it the dress rehearsal. Todd Bowles told the media after practice on Thursday that all healthy Buccaneers will play on Saturday, including Tom Brady, who will see his first action of the preseason after his extended absence, after getting eliminated in the first round of cuts of the Masked Singer. James, how important is it that Tom Brady is playing, first of all, and how much playing time should he get?
I think it is important that he plays. He did miss some significant time. Of course, Todd Bowles also told the media on Thursday that if you take out the preseason games that he wasn't going to play in anyway, you include his normal maintenance days off, over that 11-day span, he missed three practices. So really, his personal leave amounted to less than what Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and Russell Gage and Breshad Perryman and all these other players have missed due to injury. Right. So it's really not that big of a deal. But it is important for Tom Brady to get live action snaps before the regular season begins, especially with this new offensive line. Now, he's not going to have Tristan Wirfs out there, I don't think. But you do have Luke Getteke starting at that left guard position. So it's not dire or vital for him to play like the first half, but let him have a couple of series, maybe just the first quarter, which would probably only amount to about two offensive series anyway, just to kind of start to get a little bit of regular season rhythm under him and go up against somebody. He did the one practice against the Dolphins, but go up against somebody that's not the Buccaneers, get a little bit of the timing down and work with Julio a little bit and, just shake a little bit of the rust off.
Yeah. So, we've had this conversation a lot on the Locked On Commanders podcast as well. So all of you Bucs and Commanders fans simultaneously will have already heard some of this. So I apologize to the five of you that are in that population. But I have this strong stance about dress rehearsal preseason games, right? To me, and I know back in like the 90s that there were some coaches that used to operate this way. That's where it came from. I didn't just invent this. This is rooted in some sort of logic. Your dress rehearsal should be the entire first half and the first series of the third quarter. Come into the game, get warm, get on the field, get some drives under your belt, hopefully get a two-minute drive. Obviously, either way, your defense or your offense, obviously, right, is going up against two-minute drive. Hopefully you get that on offense because that's where I think it's most important. Go into the locker room, take your break, make your adjustments, have your meeting, come out and execute those adjustments for one series, and then you get out. And I stand by that. I think that's what your dress rehearsal should be. Unless your quarterback is Tom Brady and you're a Super Bowl contender, and you're a known Super Bowl contender, all right? Like, there are some new faces on this team, but there's not that many new faces on the team. There are some new faces on the interior of the offensive line, but even that, no. Like, no. You have... So this is a risk-reward thing, right? So if you're like the Washington Commanders, you've got a new quarterback, you got a new running back, you've got some new offensive line pieces, your defense still isn't looking all that great. no, you guys need to get out there for the first two quarters and the first drive of the third quarter. Now, their dress rehearsal was last weekend, so that's already water under the bridge. But when you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or like the Los Angeles Rams, maybe even the Kansas City Chiefs, even though you got a lot of new pieces, you know what I mean? Maybe the Cincinnati Bengals, honestly, I would probably still put you out there for the first half and the first drive just because, let's be honest, that's a little bit of a lightning in the bottle situation. Let's not Philadelphia Eagles this thing, right? But when you're Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, nah, man. Three drives, get in, get out. Hopefully you get a touchdown. Do not get hit. Tom, I don't care. Three intentional groundings. If you see a Colts helmet cross the threshold of the line of scrimmage, throw that ball away. Do not risk getting hit. That is my opinion on how long Tom Brady should be there. But I do stand by, if you're going to play in the preseason, three series. It needs to be at least three series, or to me, is basically pointless. So I will say three series. That's what I would like to see out of Tom Brady and whatever starters are going to be healthy and going into that. While it's great that Brady's playing, the question really is who is considered healthy? Because Todd Bowles did say whoever's healthy will be out there. And then he was asked, what about Mike Evans? Todd Bowles said, whoever's healthy will be out there. Well, is Mike Evans healthy? I mean, is he what's healthy, right? Healthy is different to a lot of different people. Chris Godwin, is he healthy now? Is Mike Evans healthy? James, help us figure this thing out. Who is going to be playing on Saturday?
I have no idea.
Sweet. That wraps up this episode of the Locked On Bucks podcast.
You figure Godwin's not playing, right? I mean, he's still...
I hope not.
He's still wearing the non-contact jersey at practice, but he is participating in the 11-on-11s and things like that. So he's moving in the right direction. But again, you don't need Godwin for the first week, first 2 weeks, maybe even the first 3 weeks. As much of a murderer's row as the first month of the season is, it's better to have healthy Chris Godwin in the long term than to make sure that you have him against Dallas, New Orleans, and Kansas City or Green Bay. I can't remember which one is the third week. Is Mike Evans considered healthy and available to play? Now, Greg Allman believes that he is and has gone on record as saying that he believes Mike Evans will play on Saturday. I'm a little more skeptical. I literally think it's a coin flip that they might, you know, he's a legitimate game time decision. They might ask him, hey, do you feel good enough that you can go tonight and get some reps in here in the preseason and, you know, see what he says. I already mentioned Tristan Wirfs. He's probably not playing. Again, not necessary. Make sure that he is fully recovered from this oblique strain before they take on the Dallas Cowboys. Russell Gage, who has missed time, I don't think he's probably going to play. Zion McCollum is still day-to-day with a hamstring issue. I don't see that improving over the course of the next 48 hours, so he's probably out. Gio Bernard, he's missed the last couple practices. More opportunity for Rashad White now. Gio can sit down. Rashad Perryman, probably out. And then Logan Ryan, I think, is another coin flip, right? It's going to probably be a legitimate game-time decision for him as well. But again, it's so much more important that these guys are healthy 2 weeks from now than they are at Lucas Oil Stadium on Saturday.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with everything you just said. So basically, Tom Brady, Leonard Fournette, and everybody else is backup. So that's what we're going to do. Look, every NFL team has to balance health, right? That's really the ultimate thing. Let's just be honest with it. You know what I mean? Even going back to, I made fun of the Philadelphia Eagles, right? Let's stick there. Even going back to that, really the only injury they had was to Carson Wentz. I understand that's the most important position on the field, but when you have all your other 21 starters healthy and your other like 10 role players healthy, you can see a team and kind of make up for that. So health is a huge reason why teams either do or don't succeed in their goals every single year. They've all been in those situations before. And James, the situation that we've been in before, and that undoubtedly a lot of our listeners and viewers have been in too, is that at some point in our lives where we've been a little bit tight on cash. And maybe we can only put a little bit of gas in our tanks. Maybe we had to buy the cheap stuff instead of the name brand, or maybe we even had to stretch one meal into two just to make it to payday. If you're living paycheck to paycheck or struggling to make ends meet, it can be really stressful, especially when unexpected expenses come up. Now, Dave can help you get out of a pinch when you really need it, because while we can't change the past, we can reach into the future a bit and get help from future you. Dave is the banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. That's more money to fill your tank, groceries, or to buy some bills, to pay some bills. Don't want to buy bills. That would be weird. And the best part is there's no interest and no credit check needed because you're literally borrowing money from yourself. Millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app to get the financial relief they need with extra cash. So if you're in a pinch and need some extra help, download Dave and think of it as a helping hand from future you. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve, member FDIC. Future you will thank you. Thanks again for making the Locked On Bucks podcast your first listener, your first view every single day. We appreciate you joining us and Yoda, apparently. Make sure you check out the Ultimate Pro Football Preview starting August 31st, an 8-episode extravaganza to get you ready for the NFL season. The local team experts of the Locked On Podcast Network and Odyssey NFL Insiders are all combining into one Ultimate NFL Preview. That's news to me. Starting August 31st, search for the Ultimate Pro Football Preview 2022 on your Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get podcasts. Apparently, James Yarko and I will be a part of that. The Buccaneers, James, filled a critical role on the roster by signing a free agent less than 1 week from the final cutdown day of the year. So that's interesting. And that free agent is linebacker, outside linebacker, Jannard Avery. And that's how I'm going to say that. And I'm going to hope that I'm correct because I have not seen a pronunciation guide.
That would be accurate.
Awesome. So he was released by the Pittsburgh Steelers on Tuesday when they trimmed their roster down to 80 people, just like the Buccaneers did. And the Bucs promptly swooped in and added him to their roster, with Coach Bowles saying after practice, quote, "He's a good pass rusher and a good team's player. We thought it was a value to have him rather than look for somebody like that in the middle of the season in case someone gets hurt. We thought it'd be a value to have him right now," end quote. Bowles talked about how he gets the pass rush. The special teams depth is important. But James, who is this new Buccaneer?
He's a guy, plays football, and plays pretty well. Now plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, he's a 27-year-old outside linebacker, about 6 foot, 250, went to Memphis, the football powerhouse that they are, but a fifth round
pick, home of Penny Hardaway, sir. Show some respect.
I
will take my pennies off my feet right now and do the rest of the show with my shoes in front of the camera.
Did I say anything bad about their basketball program, or did I sarcastically call them a football powerhouse?
Just saying.
I'm just saying.
Home of Washington Commanders
and didn't
second running back Antonio Gibson.
Didn't Penny get in trouble for like illegal recruiting or something? Like, I don't know. I'm just saying that things are exactly on the up and up.
He's not the only one who did it. He was just the only one that got caught.
He's a fifth round draft pick of the Cleveland Browns back in 2018. He played in all 16 games as a rookie, was then traded to the Philadelphia Eagles in 2019 for a fourth round pick after just two games, because the Cleveland Browns are known for good decision making. After playing eight games for the Eagles, he played in eight games for the Eagles following that trade, played in 27 games for Philadelphia over the course of the past two seasons before signing with Pittsburgh over the offseason, which led to him being cut, signed by the Buccaneers. But in his career, 7.5 career sacks, 4.5 of those came in his rookie season with the Cleveland Browns. 1,168 career snaps on defense, 273 career snaps on special teams. Aren't you glad I did this massive deep dive to provide you and all of our listeners with all of this information?
I am, and I'm also glad that also know those two games were not the first two games of the season for Cleveland. The year he was traded, he wasn't active for some of those games. But look, an impressive rookie year, which is why the Browns were able to turn that fifth-round pick into a fourth-round pick. Just one season into this young man's career. Obviously, it didn't work out with Philadelphia, and apparently it didn't work out with Pittsburgh. And honestly, when you look at the reaction across Steelers media and the fan base, a lot of people were very, very surprised that they moved on from this young man. They really thought he was kind of their third best outside linebacker and that he was going to make the team. Of course, this move helps the Buccaneers replace Cam Gill, but with Carl Nassib already on the roster again, it's a little bit surprising, actually, to me that they added to the room. And not only that they added to the room, but they added a guy That kind of feels like he's a guy who could actually make the active roster. I mean, I know it's weird because we're so close to the end of training camp, the preseason and everything. They typically, you don't add a guy this late that actually has a chance of making your roster. But if you look at Coach Bowles' comments, this guy may have an inside track on making the initial 53-man roster. Because again, he says that this is a guy that we thought would have value now instead of waiting until the middle of the year to maybe go get him, which tells you that you think he would be picked up by another team, right? That's basically what he's saying. So if you waive him and try to stash him on your practice squad, I would argue that you, if you think he would get picked up by a different team by midseason, he would probably get picked up now. So the whole point is to have him in case someone gets injured. You can't have him if he's with someone else. That's kind of me just kind of connecting those dots, which means the teams would have, or that the Bucks would have, Shaq Barrett, Joe Tryon, Shoyinka, and presumably Carl Nassib, and then Jannard Avery. That's four on the active roster from the outside linebacker position. If you're assuming that they keep four inside linebackers as well, that's eight total linebackers. This could mean Anthony Nelson. I mean, if it's four inside linebackers, four outside linebackers, Anthony Nelson could be making his way off of this roster.
I mean, yeah, it's certainly a possibility. And, you know, all of a sudden we've talked, David, for so long about the competition at wide receiver and the competition at, you know, within the secondary. Now, all of a sudden, this competition has ramped up in ahead of the final preseason game for linebacker spots. And yeah. And now you're looking at a guy who's such a massive contributor on special teams like Grant Stewart, who could end up being kind of the odd man out, you know, because he doesn't really get onto the field very often outside of special teams. If Grant Stewart is on the field as a linebacker in week five of the NFL season, something has gone horribly, horribly wrong for the Buccaneers, you know, from an injury aspect. So if, you know, if one of the other three inside linebackers were to get hurt, you know, Kevin Minter is available that they could go out and they could bring him back, which I don't know. I think you and I both agree that they should have done that in the first place. But, you know, is Grant Stewart now kind of the bubble guy with all of these different changes going on, mostly focusing on the outside linebacker spot?
Yeah, and then, of course, you have to add in the mix Olukunle Fadakasi, who has had a great training camp, a great preseason, has certainly made his name known into this mix as an outside linebacker. And, oh, by the way, seventh-round pick spent on Andre Anthony just this last draft. So, I mean, would they lose him to another team? Usually your seventh-rounders or your undrafted guys that people don't want to waste time trying to get a contract with. Well, if there was someone else out there who was like, you know, we wanted him too, they may go ahead and try to snag him if they've got room. I mean, you look at, like, the Houston Texans and Lovie Smith, like, can you use an active spot on a guy like Andre Anthony to steal him off a practice squad and secure him on your team? You might be able to do that if you're the Houston Texans. You're not fighting for a whole lot of Lombardi opportunity. So, I mean, it's an interesting situation, not one that we saw coming 2 weeks ago. And it's really odd because it's like the Cam Gill injury just like suddenly made this like rush of potential outside linebacker replacements come in.
We'll have our initial 53-man roster projections on Tuesday so we can answer those questions. But before we get there, we're going to answer some of your questions. Thanks to our friends over at betonline.net. Betonline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your betting needs. Find all of your favorite sports and events at the number one online source for odds, lines, and games. Find reviews and news of every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and, of course, golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all of your sports wagering information. From live in-game betting, scores, and podcasts, they have you covered. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to learn more about the action happening and find lines like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers being 3-point underdogs this weekend against the Indianapolis Colts. Bet online where the game starts. Wrapping things up here on the Locked On Bucks podcast, and everyone wants to know which Bucks are going to make the roster. And we've gotten those questions on Twitter, on the YouTube comments, just about every day. So final cutdown day means this weekend against the Indianapolis Colts is critical for specific players. And we're each giving two said players that need to step up and help solidify their roster spots for 2022. David, I am going to go ahead and go first. And I'm going to talk about a guy that we all know, we all love, we all want to see him make the team. But all of a sudden, I think he's kind of, for using the March Madness comparison, I think he's one of the last out. And a guy that you're talking about is one of the last in kind of situations. But I'm talking about Scotty Miller. It all boils down to how many wide receivers are they going to keep on this roster? Thinking it's probably going to be 7, 8 at the absolute most. If you have 8, I think Scotty Miller's on this team. But with as many injuries as they've had across the offensive line, we just talked about the competition at linebacker. If you cut that down to 7, now all of a sudden you can keep an extra offensive lineman or you can keep an extra linebacker. And I think they're more likely to do something like that. So Scotty Miller, who has had opportunity this preseason, needs to have a vintage 2020 Scotty Miller kind of game in order to get back in a position where he's kind of leading the way for one of those final receiver spots. He had, you know, a couple of drops against the Miami Dolphins that were absolutely brutal. He's coming off of a year where he was injured and gone for the majority of the season, didn't really contribute much. And we know that Brady likes to throw the deep ball in Tampa. Scotty Miller, one of his favorite deep ball targets, but he's not doing anything right now that you can't get out of Jalen Darden or Tyler Johnson or somebody that you're about to talk about. So Scotty Miller needs to have an old school Scotty Miller performance if he's going to save his spot on this roster.
All right. Now that we're past the Scotty Miller slander portion of the episode, let's get to a real take. Bailey doesn't even know who Scotty Miller is.
I know. It's upsetting.
Here is your Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver depth chart. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Russell Gage, Julio Jones, Tyler Johnson, Scotty Miller, Devin Tompkins. And Devin Tompkins is going to use Saturday to solidify that spot.
Where's Jalen
Darden? Has done a lot of stuff in practice, but outside of one touchdown catch, which I was there when it happened, Scotty Miller was also wide open. Also, one of those drops Scotty Miller had in Miami, it was a tad overthrown. Now, I've seen Scotty come down with those kinds of balls. You have too. I'll admit to that. But Tom Brady doesn't overthrow that ball. I'm just going to put that out there. Devin Tompkins is the guy. I'm trying to get over my Scotty Miller hurt right now. Devin Tompkins is the guy. Look, I think he's done great, and I think he's proven a lot to a lot of people, and I applaud him for it. We need to see a special team spark. We need to see something really special on Saturday to really solidify the spot. Even if he just kind of does okay, I'm not saying that he's out of it or anything like that. Like, he could still make this active roster even with an okay performance, but a big return, a big play, a big running catch would really, really keep him on the right trajectory. So that's what I want to see out of our guy, Devin Tompkins. And my second guy that I'm going to identify, James, is Anthony Nelson. We talked about him just a minute ago. Look, there was a time where people looked at the Buccaneers roster and said Anthony Nelson's a future starter on this team. When JPP gets ready to retire, it's probably going to be Anthony Nelson's job to lose. Well, now 2 seasons ago almost, once this one gets officially started, the team went out and drafted Joe Tryon Shoyinka, pretty much killed Anthony Nelson as the heir apparent to JPP's spot. Well, then it's okay. Well, Anthony Nelson's still a backup, solid second guy, depth with some experience, good stuff. Then Cam Gill started balling out, and I was like, oh, well, now it's Cam Gill. Anthony Nelson is still kind of there, but Anthony Nelson kind of becomes that fourth guy, that fourth outside linebacker, right? Then Cam gets injured. Carl Nassib comes in. Anthony Nelson, you're still the fourth guy once Nassib gets up to NFL health and speed. But now you bring in Jannard Avery, who is a guy that, again, remember, Pittsburgh Steelers, they got guys like TJ Watt over there. He was expected by a lot to be their third outside linebacker. So if Carl Nassib isn't in completely football shape and Avery is what everybody thinks he is, Anthony Nelson, you need to show the Buccaneers on Saturday that you need to be one of the first four outside linebackers, because I don't know if this team keeps more than four.
Yeah, I think I'm as hurt at your Anthony Nelson take as you are at my Scotty Miller take.
There's no way you're standing on the Anthony Nelson hill the way that I am for Scotty Miller.
Look, I love Scotty Miller. I want him to be on this football team. but he's got to show you why he deserves that roster spot. And I was the guy that didn't even have Jalen Darden on my initial 53-man pre-training camp projection. And I think Darden has done more to keep his job than Scotty Miller has. But I am a Scotty Miller guy. Bowling Green State University for life.
I have inside information that Jalen Darden has not done as much as you think. And that is my Madden franchise.
Moving on. My second guy is Olakunle Fadakasi. And look, he's been a standout. He's been a nice training camp surprise. But as you just pointed out, David, the Bucks have the seventh round investment in Andre Anthony. Now, of course, we have seen Jason Light have absolutely no qualms whatsoever about cutting a guy that they drafted just a couple of months prior. But is Fadakasi the kind of player that is going to shine in these preseason games and be kind of the fan favorite during training camp a la Riley Bulla? Or is he legitimately going to overcome Anthony for this roster spot? Maybe Fadakasi is a guy that they can stash on the practice squad, and it'll be a little bit easier than stashing Anthony. I'm not sure. But if he wants to have no questions about where he stands with this football team, he has to have another breakout performance against the Indianapolis Colts on Saturday. I don't think it's a sure thing or anywhere close to a sure thing that he makes the roster, as impressive as he's been with the, you know, MVP of week two of the preseason with his 10 tackles and his tackles for loss and being all over the field. I think he has to have a performance just as good, if not better, against the Indianapolis Colts if he is going to assure himself as being in the lead of this linebacker competition.
Absolutely. 100%. Get it done.
Oh, goodness. All right. David, we did get a voicemail asking about Antonio Brown potentially joining the Cowboys. Like, Jerry Jones came out and said that they wanted to give the young guys that they have a shot. So we're not going to talk about AB until there's a reason to talk about AB. And that reason would be he signs with a team that the Buccaneers are going to play. Outside of that, we're not discussing him anymore. There's no reason to. He's gone. He's rapping. It's whatever.
Yeah. Also, we do need to mention Cyril Grayson Jr. released by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but there is a medical situation with that whole thing, so can't get into too many details, but like, if there's an injury settlement, then maybe he could end up back with the Bucs and maybe even on the practice squad, depending on, you know, the health of players, maybe the active roster. So maybe you haven't seen the end of Cyril Grayson Jr. just yet.
I hope not.
But either way, once he's healthy, I'm sure he's going to land somewhere.
Yeah, I believe it's a 3-week waiting period after the injury settlement before he can sign anywhere. I think that's what I saw Greg Allman tweet out, but don't hold it against me if I got that a little mixed up or switched something around on that. With that, David, we are not going live immediately following the Colts Buccaneers the way we did with the Buccaneers Titans. Instead, for all of you fine folks who enjoy the YouTubes, I will be going live at 11 a.m. Sunday to give my reaction to the game. Following the game, I have a long drive home. David is going to be out of town and away from his studio. So we will bring you the James Yarko Colts Buccaneers recap live show on YouTube.
I'm sorry.
It's going to be glorious. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be live at 11 a.m. Eastern time on Sunday. For those that want to jump into the YouTube chat and join me, I welcome you. For all the rest of you, you will hear that reaction episode dropping on Monday. So subscribe to the channel, set the notifications. You'll know when I go live. You can be part of the show and bring the excitement and the questions and the fire takes and I will seek out my future co-host from said chat.
I will be listening. I will be driving, but I will be listening. So I will not be watching live, but I will be listening live, and I may force my wife to drop a comment or two just for that, sir. Not a good episode for you. Not, you know what? You're not going to like when we sit down and I give you your grades from the film of this episode. You are not going to be happy.
You are the one apologizing to them for me going solo. So you take a shot, I take a shot. That's how this relationship works.
And I take all the shots. Are you kidding me?
We'd like to thank you once again for making the Locked On Bucks podcast your first listen or view of the day. It's Fantasy Draft Week on the Locked On Podcast Network. So go make Locked On Fantasy Football your second listen. Fantasy expert Vinny Iyer, who brings over 20 years of NFL expertise and a unique angle to give you the moves no one else has. Get ready for your fantasy draft with Locked On Fantasy Football. If you're not going to be part of the live chat on YouTube Sunday at 11 a.m., but you want to talk about the Colts-Bucks preseason game, you can leave us a voicemail at 813-444-5841 or send us an email to lockedonbuckspodcast@gmail.com. We are still accepting entries to be entered in to join our fantasy league. You can also send those entries over to lockedonbuckspodcast@gmail.com. More information about that league coming at you the beginning of the week. For David Harrison, I am James Yarko. You can check out his work over at BucksGameDay.com. Check out mine at BucksNation.com. Make sure you're following along on Twitter at LockedOnBucks, at JYarko_Bucks, at DHarrison82. Hope you all have an absolutely outstanding day. Stay safe, stay healthy, fire the cannons. Thank you so much for joining us right here at Locked On Bucks.